I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 5:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. Scattered clouds, 55 degrees.
Backups and a crash eastbound I-80 at 7th East. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story. 15 days until Salt Lake City elects a new mayor, and today the two candidates held a face-to-face debate. State Senator Luz Escamilla and Councilwoman Erin Mendenhall squared off right here at the KSL studios. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz is live at the KSL Elections Desk.
Jeff, mental health a hot topic at the hour-long debate. The candidates asked why they think Utah has such a high youth suicide rate. Senator Escamilla citing high altitude, lack of school resources, and for LGBTQ youth especially,
the fact that they don't feel safe. And that happens in many parts of the country. It's not unique to Salt Lake. So I think part of why having a healthcare provider, a mental health or a social worker available is critical is because they can tackle them right away.
She wants those in schools. Councilwoman Mendenhall took aim at the culture.
What is it about this state's culture that may lead kids to that decision? And I will bring up conversion therapy. I think that the culture that is supporting that kind of narrative with our youth that doesn't accept them for who they are has to be stopped.
The pair also debating housing, homelessness, and exchanging fire over the inland port controversy. Live at the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:31. Utah's senators, Mitt Romney, Mike Lee. Apparently, Utahns aren't big fans. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards with that.
UtahPolicy.com says 46% approve of Mitt Romney, while 43% approve of Mike Lee. They call that being underwater, and the pollsters say it shows the trend of Utah voters being generally not happy about what Congress is doing. But the only Democrat, Ben McAdams, has the only positive approval rating. More women like Romney than Lee, and strong Republicans in the poll love Lee at 72%, but only 40% of strong Republicans like Romney. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
So should Romney and Lee be worried about their political futures? KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live. Paul, what do the analysts say?
Well, they're telling me, Jeff, it's way too soon to believe either are in political trouble since they're not up for re-election anytime soon. But political science professor Tim Chambliss says news of Romney's secret Twitter account may be perceived as something that could cause a divide among Republicans.
If Mitt Romney is going to be critical of the president, why not just simply be out in front, above board, straight to the point, and criticize the president for his decision-making.
Other analysts say Romney did not do too well with strong Republicans in the caucus vote, so they're not necessarily surprised that he has a low approval rating among strong Republicans now. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Paul. This is an awful thing for a rancher to come home to. Todd Fuchs?
It's like the beginning of a Western, Jeff. A Utah man seeking justice after he gets home to find his Texas Longhorn bull and Black Angus steer calf shot dead. Mark Meekum says both animals were inside a fence on his Mayfield ranch.
People that raise livestock, ranchers and farmers, it's not a seriously lucrative way of life. It's really not.
He was hoping to sell the longhorn for about $5,000. Meekum is now offering a $2,500 reward for any information about the shooting. 10 people facing criminal charges, charges of rioting, trespassing, and more after allegedly storming a Chamber of Commerce meeting where the inland port was being discussed. These people are protesters, and KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce is live with more. Kelly, how did we get to charges being filed?
Todd, Salt Lake County's DA Sim Gill, rather, says we all have a First Amendment right to protest.
But we cross that line when our First Amendment right also starts to engage in violation of criminal law or criminal behavior.
And that's the problem. Some of the people are accused of, let's say, releasing bodily functions in the Chamber of Commerce office, causing $7,000 in damage. Another's accused of trying to steal a random person's bicycle, another assaulting that bicyclist, putting hands on news cameras. Some of these folks could face up to 5 years in prison. But as for the police officer seen on camera striking a protester, Gill says he will not be charged because they determined he did a legal distraction blow during a struggle over a door. Live, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
President Trump skewering impeachment again today. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, President Trump is attacking the impeachment proceedings, suggesting that they are a distraction.
This whole thing is very bad for our country. In the midst of that, I'm trying to get out of wars. And we may have to get in wars, too.
Mr. Trump says the president should be allowed to run the country. On the Senate floor this afternoon, Democratic Minority Leader Chuck Schumer again called for a Senate vote on a House resolution condemning the president's decision to pull U.S. forces out of northern Syria.
There's an obvious parallel between the president's decision about the G7 and his decision to precipitately withdraw from our forces in Syria.
Defense officials now say the U.S. may leave some forces in Syria to protect important oil fields. A fast-moving brush fire in Los Angeles is threatening multi-million dollar homes in Pacific Palisades. Many residents have been told to evacuate, but some are staying behind to douse their homes with a garden hose. Public Information Officer Brian Humphrey says this is putting lives at risk.
There's an immense amount of work here, and as a fast-moving wildfire like this, our resources are spread thin, and when people evacuate early, they really help us do our job.
A tall column of thick smoke high into the air is visible from miles away. Live at the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following this hour. Perhaps it's a look into the crystal ball of the opioid epidemic as the first big settlement scraps a federal trial that pitted a couple counties against Big Pharma. Three of the nation's largest drug distributors and a manufacturer agreed to a $260 million payout, but pharmacy chain Walgreens didn't agree, which could go to trial months from now if they don't settle before that. The agreement resolves a case brought by the two Ohio counties, but it could be a precedent in some 2,300 other opioid cases filed in federal courts nationwide. KSL News Time is 5:36.
And let's check traffic. Len Thomas, do we have trouble spots?
We got a couple of trouble spots. Jeff, there's a new accident, southbound I-15, about 800 south on the right shoulder, starting to gum things up a little bit there. And you've got a new crash on the southbound end of the I-215 at about 3,900 south as you're on the west belt. That's on the right shoulder as well. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, it's apple season.